Amen. Thank you. Isaac, thank you for worshiping with us this morning here at Grace Point. Those of you here in person, grateful that you're here and also online. Many people are still worshiping with us online. We're grateful that you've joined us online and in person here at Grace Point Church. This morning, we have a little different format, just as we did last Sunday morning. I've been working through talking with you about a fresh start. January is all about fresh starts and new beginnings. We talked about a fresh start with our attitude. We talked about a fresh start with our words. And last week, we started a fresh start with our church, that I'll be committed to my church. And I shared just briefly with you last week, and then I asked, Pastor Guy came, and he shared about our prayer ministry last week, and Nathan shared about our student ministry, and then Julie Richardson shared about our preschool children's ministry. Just giving you as church family more insight, more understanding about the ministries that we have here at Grace Point and opportunities for you to serve. That was the other reason behind that, is to give you opportunities to serve and to connect with them as staff members. I want to finish that today. I'm going to share just briefly some takeaways. I won't preach through these, but just share these with you. And then next Sunday, I'll kind of tie things up and talk about the church Grace Point Church specifically, and what the vision is. I believe God's vision for Grace Point Church for 2021 is what I'll be sharing next Sunday morning. But this morning, in just a few moments, I'm going to have Jeff Neal come, and he's going to talk about discipleship ministry that he's called to lead. And then after he comes, Chris Pope will come, who leads our care ministry. And then after that, Emily Henson, who leads our Kids Zone Academy. She's our director of Kids Zone Academy. That ministry, she'll come and share about those. Again, another opportunity for you to hear about the ministries of your church, of Grace Point, ways that you can serve, ways that you can pray, ways that you can encourage these staff members. Before we get there, though, I want to ask, we got to take care of some church business. We certainly have to do that from time to time on Sunday mornings, and we think and talk about the church budget. We have to do that every year. And so John Hart serves as a trustee here at Grace Point Church. Heath Zingelman also serves as a trustee. And then Pastor Guy works with them hand in hand creating the budget. And so they've come this morning to share the 2021 budget with you. So John, Guy, you come and share, brother.
Good morning, Grace Point. It's that time of year. And so I usually introduce you to our current trustees. It's John Hart and Heath Zingelman. John shared in the 8 o'clock service. He's sharing this service. And then Heath Zingelman will present to our 11 o'clock service for those of you who are online. Every year, we get together and we put together what we believe will be a working budget that has vision and other things that are outlined in our budget for the current year. And so this year was a little bit of a difficult time for us. We had to struggle through some things. We had to ask a lot of questions. And so myself and the trustees, we met a lot during the fall, met periodically, probably every single month, but we met in totality. We met about 7 or 8 times this past fall, just trying to identify what we thought the budget, where it was going, what we were walking through. And the process here at Grace Point is for myself to meet with our trustees over the course of a year, continue to progress the offerings that we receive, the gifts that we receive on a weekly basis, and then try to outline where we're going to be for 2021. And that was very difficult during 2020. And so we met several times, and then when we come together and we feel like we've pinpointed what we might have for 2021, we then take that to our elders, and we did that last Sunday. We met as an elder body with our trustees, and then we walked through, and our elders do a great job with asking very poignant questions, and we spent probably about 1.5 hours, close to 2 hours last week trying to answer those questions. Again, coming to the conclusion of where we're going to be for 2021, and that is reflected in the budget that John is going to present to you in just a second. Just to do some house cleaning for those of you that are online and those of you that have not been able to get back on campus yet, here's what we're doing for those that are online. If you go to our website, in the upper right-hand corner, you will see a line that says 2021 budget voting. All you have to do is click on that link or that icon. It will take you to a page. On that page, there will be another link that takes you to the actual budget. And this year, we're doing something different. We've given you every ministry department that we have here at Grace Point, from our children's ministry to our youth ministry to our campus and our evangelism, our benevolence. Every single line item that we spend money is on this, and it's for you to see. So you can see exactly what we're thinking about spending for the 2021 calendar year. That's online. And then what we do ask is that you have to be a member to vote. So if you're online, you have to be a member. Submit your name, your email address, and then you can place your vote, submit that, and then that will come to me, and we'll be able to tally all those up. If you're here on campus, as you are exiting the building at our Welcome Center, you'll see two boxes right next to the box. You'll see this right here also, and then you'll see a little piece of paper that has your voting if you want to take that. So you can look it over. We have 2 weeks to do that, so you can take it today, have the next couple of weeks, look at the line items, and then you can place your vote. At this time, I'm going to introduce you to John Hart, and he's going to take you through the rest.
Good morning. Like I said, Heath, myself, and Guy met multiple times throughout the year. 2020 was quite a year, and as y'all can just imagine, we had no idea where that was really taking us. Our budget for 2021 is very similar to 2019, roughly exactly the same size, very close. 2020, we had gone up a little bit in some areas, and because of what happened in the year, really never got used to that budget. So coming back into 2021, we looked at where we were on giving, and we were extremely happy with the consistency and faithfulness of y'all in giving. We were able to hold that budget at a 2019 level. That's going to allow us to continue as we are until things hopefully get back to a more normal level, and the 2021 budget is going to have the money in it and the funds to transition us back into a normal, what we were used to as church life. So we're pretty excited about that. We're very grateful to be able to do that. I really encourage y'all to either get online or get you a copy out in the lobby, go through that. Feel free to ask myself, Heath, or Guy questions. We'll be glad to answer those questions. Anything that y'all come up with, you can call us or find us or whatever, we'll be glad to answer. And we're looking forward to what we're going to be able to do in 2021. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, John and Guy. So just echo what they said. You can pick those up in the lobby, or if you go to our website, gracepointdenton.com, top right corner, click on budget 2021, and it gives you all the information that you need there. Also a way for you to vote. So thank you to those guys for sharing that with us this morning. Let me share a couple other things with you, and then I want to give you these takeaways and then have some of the other staff come and share this morning about their ministries that they lead here at Grace Point. One of the things I really want us to be able to do with you as a church family is always have ways to connect with you and that you can connect with us. And so today, as was last week, when the particular staff members up here sharing their email address will be behind them on the screen, their position, what they lead, their ministry, and then their email address as ways to connect if you have questions for them. Also this past week, drop down, go to gracepointdenton.com, and you clicked on the leadership drop down. It then gives you pictures of all of the church staff here at Grace Point. It also gives you pictures of all the elders here at Grace Point Church. Underneath staff pictures and elder pictures are emails. So my email, pastordave@gracepointden.com, is under my picture, Pastor Dave, senior pastor, and then my email, Guy, Jeff, and it goes all the way through the staff. So if you go there, that is the place you can find all of our email addresses and ways that you can connect with us as a church staff. If you have questions about any of these ministries, if you have other questions about things in the church, or if you want to serve in a certain ministry, how do I get connected? You go to that page, leadership page. All the staff are there. All the elders are there. All the email addresses are there. That's the best way to connect. You can connect with our elders there also, as well as our staff. Okay, so as we go forward, I want to make sure that we communicate that to you so you know there are ways. That's the best way to connect with us here at Grace Point. If you have any questions about the ministries or want to serve or whatever it may be, you can connect with us there. In addition to that, we have kind of confirmed two new elders. So Kenny Williams and Brian Stone, who I'm so thankful for these two men, if they served faithfully as elders here at Grace Point Church for the last 3 years, and they've rotated off at the end of last year. You as a church then nominated elders in the fall of last year. The two that then we as elder body met with, prayed over, vetted, talked with, and have affirmed, the two new elders are Jeff Ayler and McLean Sanborn. Jeff Ayler and McLean Sanborn. Now, if you go two places you can go to see them and connect with them. On our, as I mentioned, on our website, on the leadership, their pictures are there, their emails are there. And then also on our Grace Point Facebook page, which many of you I know have already seen because you've shared that with me, that we put both of their pictures and a little information about them serving as new elders on our Grace Point Facebook page. So if you want to know a little more about them and who they are, names with the faces, I encourage you to go check that out on our Grace Point Facebook page. We have McLean's picture bio there and also Jeff Ayler. So they are serving as elders now along with the other five. Again, if you want to familiarize with the elders of Grace Point, go to our website, leadership page, and you'll be able to see pictures and put names with the faces, okay, and connect. So I hope you'll do that, take time to do that. Okay, so if you're taking notes, let me give you these. I'm just going to touch on these very briefly just last week, and then I'll come back next week, and I'll give you the full message on the church and the direction I think we're going here. Pray we're going in 2021, what God has for Grace Point Church. Last week, I gave you the first three. Number one, take away number one, the church is not a building, it is the people of God. We talked about that briefly. Number two, we said that the church is valuable to God. We talked about that, Ephesians 5. Take away number three, I shared with you the biblical truth that the church is built by God. That I didn't build this church, or leadership didn't build this church, that God built his church, and he continues to build and grow his church. So the church is built by God. Now, 4, 5, and 6, they're on your outline today. Takeaway number four, we must always remember that the church is centered, centered on God, focused on God. Everything points to him. Colossians 1:18, and he, talking about Jesus, is the head of the body, the church. So he is the head of Grace Point Church. He will always be the head of Grace Point Church. He will always be the focus of Grace Point Church. So I make clear that this church is not centered on a pastor or programs or buildings or personality. The Grace Point Church is centered and founded on God. Amen? Foundational force is the church. The Bible teaches that it is clear that the church must be centered on God. Takeaway number five, the church was created by God. It's not a man-made idea. Somebody decided it. Acts 2, God is the one who created the church. Colossians 1:16, for by him all things were created. And then you go down to the last part of that verse, which I preached this before. All things were created through him and for him. So the church was created by God. It then leads us to the next one, takeaway number six. The church exists. Ultimately now, the church exists for the glory of God. Don't miss that. There are a lot of things that we are called to do as a church. You're hearing about so many ministries these last 2 weeks. But let's never forget, first and foremost, the reason we exist is for the glory of God. That's the problems. These other things important, secondary. Turn that around, you run into problems. So we want to be settled on that. We want to be clear-minded about that, that we exist. Colossians 1:16, all things were created through him and for him. There's a scripture passage I'll talk about next week that talk about the purpose of the church. But we exist ultimately. The church exists for the glory of God. The glory of God. We have some great staff, guys and gals, and ladies, men and women who serve here at Grace Point. I wanted you to have the opportunity to hear from them. You hear from me every week, and so I thought good to pause and let you hear from them. This morning, as I mentioned, Jeff, Chris, and Emily. So Jeff Neal, come on up, Jeff. Jeff leads our discipleship ministry. I've known Jeff for 20 years. Jeff is married to Cindy. Neil, they have three children, Brooke, Dawson, and Graham. And Jeff leads our discipleship ministry. And I'm thankful for Jeff, his family, and their commitment to Grace Point Church. So, Jeff,
praise God. Thank you, Pastor Dave. Good morning. Hey, man, what a pleasure and what an honor it is to be able to share with you for just a few minutes about what I get to do. Pastor Dave has afforded us this opportunity. Let me just real quick say, kind of as an antecedent, if you're here and this is your first time here, man, this is a little bit different service for us, but I think it's important. I would love for you to come back next week, and Pastor Dave will be right back in the middle of his series. But also, I think this is a great opportunity to hear kind of what the heart of our church is and the ministry. And so you'll hear some of that from Chris, who shares in a little while, and then Emily as well. They both do a great job. But, man, just what an honor it is to be able to do what I do to lead discipleship. I teach a college young adult study that meets this morning. I teach a men's study that meets on Tuesday morning. I'm in charge of evangelism and missions. But my primary job is in discipleship. And I love to do exactly what I'm doing, to teach God's word and to equip others to do the same. My calling into that, I got saved at 13. But I really felt called into discipleship because I was discipled in a wonderful, incredible way. When I first went to the league, I was with the Houston Oilers, the Tennessee Titans now, who incidentally made it to the playoffs. The Cowboys did not. But what happened was, Kyle Petit, but what happened was, I'm teasing, the Cowboys are terrible. But the thing is, I had a guy named Mike Myers, who was the head of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he found out I was a believer, and he began to just kind of to sow into my life, and it took the form of giving me my first opportunity on a public platform to be able to share my faith. But it also really was beautiful because day after day, he was there in the locker room encouraging me, leading me through Bible studies, having me at his house, leading me through studies. And it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. And I was so grateful. I recognize, and he knows that, it's so just ironic, but not ironic. I'm sitting here in the after the first service, and I walk out, and my phone has a text message, and it's from Mike Myers, and it's him sending me a Bible verse here on Sunday morning. That's the kind of guy he is, and it just greatly impacted my walk with Christ. And so, because I saw that, I have a passion indeed for that. But also, I think this is important. I was discipled early on my entire life by my dad, who was a guy who loved the Lord, but also taught me what it was to walk in integrity and character. That encouraged me when I said something, my word meant something. My yeses, my noes were noes. Work ethic, all these other things that my father instilled in me that changed me. Now why do I include those? Because I think that it's very, very important. Pastor Dave is one of the best Bible communicators. Listen, first time here, he is an unbelievable communicator of God's word. I believe the best. But listen to this. You need to be in a small community where you can talk and you can ask questions and you can get answers to those questions. That is important. But in addition, as with my father, you need to be in a place where you can disciple others. The Bible says it's the job of the evangelists, the prophets, the church has been given, but it's to train it up for you'll be equipped for works of service. A guy who I respect in ministry a lot is a guy named Vody Bauckham. And Vody has an interesting way, kind of a way that he does church. But he believes, as I believe the Bible teaches, that the primary person that's supposed to teach your kids God's word is you. We should be equipped to do that. So he gives an example. He says, you know what, if someone from our youth department comes and asks me a question about the Bible, maybe, you know, hey, Pastor Bauckham, who are the Nephilim in Genesis chapter 6? So as soon as you leave church, you can all Google Nephilim in Genesis chapter 6, right? Who are they? Who are those people? And Vody will say, man, I don't know. We need dad. Have you asked your mom? Because he believes, as we do, that we need to be equipped, not just be disciple, but we need to be disciple makers. And we need to be equipped to do that. That's why we talk with Julie. And we had started last year a New City Catechism to teach the kids and teach the moms and dads at the same time. Talk back and forth to Nathan to how we can get those in our youth group plugged into the life of our church. Discipleship, my call is that I recognize it made just an unbelievable, dramatic impact in my life. I would encourage you to pray for this ministry. I really do believe that this is an area that we're growing and we need to continue to grow. And you can continue to pray that will be. But what you can do and how you can get involved is you can get involved in a group. We have groups that meet on Sunday morning. A Wednesday night, we have a collegiate format where you can take a class. We have like marriage classes. We have a support group that meets. We have a men's group that meets. We have a Tuesday morning study. We have studies that meet in homes. This is an unbelievable way for you to get involved and indeed to grow in your faith. As you exit today, you can grab one of these little brochures that you'll see up on the screen behind me, Winter Spring 2021 GP Groups. You can just scan that, a little QR code, and it'll show you all of the classes. If you want to, you can sign up through the in-fellowship portal there, but you do not have to sign up in order to join a group. You can just come in and be involved, and they would indeed love to have you. If you have any questions about any of the groups, what they're like, when they meet, my email is up here. It's jeff@gracepointdenton.com. Shoot me an email, and I would love to let you know more about all that we have. And again, I encourage you to get involved. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Jeff. Amen. All right, thank you, Jeff. As he said, I just echo what Jeff said. You know, if you want more information, please feel free to reach out to him on Sunday morning or reach out to him at his email address, and he'll be glad to share that with you, I know. Or if you have opinions about the Cowboys, perhaps you'd like to also share those with him. Either way, I mean, however you want that to work, you got his email now. All right, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing that, Jeff. Chris Pope, Chris, come and share with us. Chris is our care pastor. Love Chris's heart to encourage people. He's married to Mary Pope, and they have our parents of four children, Brenna, Brooklyn, Logan, and Landon. And Chris has a great heart for ministry. He's going to share about Pathways Ministry. So I'm thankful for Chris, his family, and their commitment to Grace Point Church. So Chris.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dave, for the opportunity to speak before y'all a little bit. Good morning, Grace Point in person, and good morning, Grace Point online. How are y'all? Good, good. I have a question for you. And this is not a question that you need to answer verbally, but I would like you to answer this question in your mind yourself. What is a time in your life when you have needed someone to walk with you through a bad time? I want you to think about that for just a second. And then I want you to filter a little bit. I'd like you to filter your thoughts and say, what is my lowest point? And then I'm going to ask you another question. Who was there with you? That is the ultimate call that every one of us has in our lives, is to walk with someone and to meet people where they are. The reason I ask this, it kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of what a care ministry is. Being a care pastor is a complete honor, and Pastor Dave has given me the honor to serve here doing this. One of the things that I truly enjoy is I get to know y'all in a fabulous way. Sometimes it's not the funnest times. Sometimes, is funnest a word? Most fun, how about that? Sometimes it's not the most fun times or the most fun conversations, but I promise you this, it's a complete honor to do it. Because think about the question that I just asked you, who was with you at your lowest point in your life? One of the things that being in charge of care ministry is it's not just about one thing. Care ministry has many faces. Some of the things that I had up here is Pathways Ministry. Pastor Dave mentioned Pathways Ministry. It's a ministry that has been put together to basically model in real time what Jesus gives to us in John chapter 4. Where Jesus sat down with the woman at the well and he got to know her, even though he was both God and man. He knew everything about this woman, but he built a relationship with her in a way that only he could do, but he gave us an amazing example of the way we can sit down and meet people where they are at their time of need. Pathways Ministry has many faces. The reason I say that is because Pathways is made up of people, okay? It's not made up of me. It's made up of you. We have caregivers in Pathways, and then we also have care receivers. Okay, what's the difference? Well, a caregiver gives care. A care receiver receives care. And guess what? The care receiver oftentimes turns into the caregiver, because once again, back to my question, who met with you at your time of need. I also have the honor of teaching a support group on Wednesday night, 6:15 in room 107, right back there. So let me take the pressure off. If you're struggling with anything, guess what? We all do, okay? Even I struggle with a lot of things, okay? But guess what? I have to kind of, you know, meet myself where I am and go from there. We meet in person and also via Zoom. I know you're probably tired of hearing Zoom, but guess what? You can come to my support group. You can be a part. Be in your PJs. You can chew, you know, with your mouth open. I don't care. But be a part of our support group. Go ahead and join us, okay? This is your personal invitation in person and online to join our group. Because the book we're going through is called Unshakable Hope. Think about that word, unshakable. It's unshakable because Jesus Christ is our hope, our eternal hope in life and in death. And this is how we navigate the really tough circumstances in life. And that's called through the lens of the gospel. Anything that we do in the support group and also our care ministry or pathways will be, I will always point you right back to the gospel and say, have you considered this? Let's go to the gospel and see what it has to say. As Pastor Dave, I am married to Mary, who's sitting right over there. I have four children. I have Landon, who I'm very, very proud of. He graduated his master's in accounting. I'm not to you know, throw it out there, but congratulations. But I also have three other children, Brenna and Brooklyn. But I also have a son named Logan. And three of our children are here, and one of our sons, Logan, has passed away. So I'm going to share with you just a second, because on our son Logan's journey, one of the things that you often find is people say, oh, I will pray for you. Okay, thank you. I appreciate you praying for me. But then there's people that will walk with you. And Pastor Dave, Pastor Guy, and Pastor Jeff are three of the folks who walked with us through the journey of our son's life, this side of heaven. And I will be eternally grateful to it. One of the things my call to ministry was instilled by my mom. And my mom is with the Lord, and I love that lady to death. One of the things that she taught me and modeled was that no one should ever walk alone. So I'm going to share you just a very, very quick story of a young lady named Roma Jean. So just so you know, any lady or man that I encounter, regardless of their age, I refer to as either young man or young lady, okay? So my mom was working with a young lady whose husband walked out on her, and she had two teenage children. Many people in the church at the time that I was as a kid walked away, but my mom walked too. My mom walked too, Roma Jean. And for 3 years, my mom walked with Roma Jean through the ups, through the downs, through the ins, through the outs, the struggles, through the financial concerns, the health concerns, the relational concerns, and so on like that. And she modeled for me John chapter 4. Now, I did not accept the Lord until I was 22 years old, but I have so appreciated that modeling that she gave in my life through her actions. And my call to ministry, I believe, started way back when. That I was able to see at someone's point of need, someone to walk with. But she always pointed Roma Jean to Jesus Christ. And so I will be eternally grateful to her for that. We've been doing Pathways now for around a year. 2020 kind of threw a kink into things. So we're having to kind of reboot a little bit this year, which I'm very grateful for the opportunity. We served in the mission field for 7 years in Maine. I had the opportunity to work with families from 52 countries, meeting some fascinating things. Once again, meeting them where they were and so on like that. To become involved in Pathways, I want you to email me. Email me anytime. Ask me any question, okay? It's real simple, chris@gracepointdenton.com. The thing about Pathways is it's designed to not only reach people in our church, but it's also designed to reach people outside of our church. And we have been able to do that through you. Not through me, through you, through opportunities that the Lord has provided to us. So if you'd like more information about Pathways, about our care ministry, about our support group, email me, chris@gracepointdenton.com. And some of the pictures that you've been seeing have been just examples of people meeting others where they are. Prayer requests. In closing, as far as prayer requests, Pastor Dave asked us to mention some ways that y'all could pray for us. Number one, just pray for wisdom. Let's pray for wisdom as we navigate through this year, okay? Because not only for pathways, but also for us as families. Help us to just pray for the wisdom, how to navigate your family, how to have conversations and so on like that. Guidance. Just some guidance. That's always a good thing, isn't it? And then also for God to bring those from our church that need three things. Number one, the need care. Number two, those that are willing to provide care. And number three, folks who are willing to serve. Each one of us has been called to serve. Jesus meets us where we are. My question to you is, are you willing to meet people where they are? Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the honor it is to serve here at Grace Point. And I look forward to seeing y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for sharing. If you want more information, great ministry, great opportunities, whether you need to be involved from the standpoint of a support group or to encourage you or help you, or whether you're interested in serving and ministering to others, let me encourage you to reach out to Chris and ask those questions, and he can get you connected. Okay, Emily Henson is going to come. Emily leads our Kids Zone Academy. She has for a number of years now. I met Emily when Tyler, my 23-year-old, who's married now, was in second grade. He had Mrs. Henson for his teacher, and that's where I first met Emily and then Brad and their family. And so she's done an amazing job leading our Kids Zone Academy. She's married to Brad Henson, and they have two amazing daughters, Lindy and Ellie. And I'm so thankful for the Henson family, their commitment to Grace Point. So you're going to come. Emily, you come and share with us about Kids Zone Academy.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Dave. Good morning, Grace Point family. Good morning, online. My name is Emily Henson. I am the director of Kids Zone Academy here at Grace Point. We are the weekday preschool ministry that operates out of the children's building. This is my 9th year as ministry leader and my 20th non-consecutive year in education. If you or a family member have been a part of our weekday preschool over the years, could we see a little hand wave? Yes, several still here and a long time ago. And Amy in the back, Amy Petit, she's my OG. We have indeed been blessed over the years by so many Denton and surrounding area families. God has grown our little program from 23 students and 7 team members our first year to 114 students and 20 team members. We currently, COVID, have 74 students with 14 team members, and that's truly a significant blessing during this season of our lives. God has built it, and He continues to grow it in His way. My calling to ministry started out as a calling to education. I studied early childhood education in college, and I taught for many years in the public school setting. But it wasn't until Brad and I started our own family that I became passionate about the gospel for early learners. It seemed that everything our daughters were learning, I was learning in a new way through their eyes. It's a fascinating new world when you grab a hold of simple biblical truths alongside your toddlers. I'm thankful for this perspective, and I truly feel that the Lord began a good work in my heart and continues still today. Sharing early childhood education principles with a child and looking them in the eye and telling them how much Jesus delights in them, well, it doesn't get much better than that. That's my heart's passion. We share Kids Zone Academies. We share the children's building with Miss Julie, Miss Wendy, and Miss Christy, and we sure do love our team of people. On Sunday and weekday alike, we hone in on three basic truths: God made me, God loves me, and Jesus wants to be my friend forever. Each week here, we gather in our bubbles. That's preschool talk for socially distanced within our age groups. Miss Amy leads us in worship. She's a little different up here on the weekdays than she is on Sundays. She really moves and grooves with us on weekdays. Each one of our four pastors rotate to lead us in a Bible story of the week. And a side note here, I really want to take a moment to recognize the fact that our pastors truly do support and really love our ministry here at Kidzone Academy. They not only take time out of their Tuesdays to rotate and lead a Bible story to 74 preschoolers, but they also greet the parents and they build relationships with the children. They build relationships with the parents, and that's a really special part of our program, and I'm thankful that Pastor Dave leads that. We do love to recite a chant that Pastor Dave originated. He claims he originated it. And if you know this chant, he did, he says. If you know this chant, repeat with me. This is the Bible. It's God's word. And everything in it is true. And they say that every week. And that is something we read from and we give him the glory. During a typical day at Kidzone, our fabulous teachers set up creative, curiosity-invoking opportunities for learning, growing, exploring through play. We have fun. We sing, we dance, we do everything together. A side note, when you're with preschoolers, they don't care how well you sing, and anything can turn into a song. We count, we pray, we jump, we play. One thing we like to emphasize is the importance of young children feeling safe and settled when they are away from their home environment. This is easier to do when they have a predictable routine and procedure throughout their day. Because we work hard at building relationships with our kids' owners and their families, they can learn about themselves, their friends, their environment around them, all while building a strong biblical foundation for their next stages of growth. Another side note, on our playground, if you can go, yes. Oh, he's really sideways. I want to take an opportunity to say thank you to our Grace Point family. Prior to 2020, had a building campaign for a second playground, and Kenny Williams and Brett Scott all helped us build out a retaining wall, turf, playground area, and we now have two fabulous playgrounds that our older and our younger can play from that they play on two times a day, and it really does make a big difference. So thank you all to those who donated to our playground program and also helped build it out. No easy task, right, Kenny? I'd love to say come and serve with us, but it's not that simple with our weekday ministry. You see, we are a licensed preschool through the state of Texas in which all of our team members are background checked and fingerprinted and have many training hours. Can't just show up and say, how can I help? We'd love to have that happen, but it's just not so on our weekday. With that being said, if you feel a pull towards early childhood education, teaching the gospel in a fun, inspirational preschool setting, I would love the opportunity to talk with you about becoming a substitute teacher. It's no secret that many of our subs fall in love with our kids' owners and our team, and they come on board as a team member. Pastor Dave has asked us to share with you how you can pray for our ministry. We have been immensely blessed with the health and safety of our team members and our KZA families this past semester. We would love your prayers for the spring semester to continue in good health and that COVID does lessen its impact on us. We really want to come back after spring break this year. Lastly, as you're likely aware, our church community has had some trying times through this pandemic. Our KZA teach families are trusting us to provide a loving, caring, and safe preschool for their child. As I mentioned, we have Grace Point families that attend, but some of our families attend other churches, and some have no church home at all. We, the Grace Point pastors, the Kids Zone teachers, and myself may be the only hands and feet of Jesus that they see. Their child may be coming home singing and praying and saying words that they're just not familiar with. And for this very reason, I ask you to pray for our families. I ask you to pray for the moms and dads that need just a moment's time away from their children so that they can contend with what's going on in the world around them, around with their job, around their finances. Our Kids Zone Academy preschool is indeed another ministry of Grace Point Church that is the hands and feet of Jesus. We will continue to keep on keeping on, and we will be careful to give him all the glory and praise. We appreciate your Grace Point Church body for your prayers and support, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Emily. Thank you for sharing. You know, one of the things I think, as Emily mentioned there, that's important for us to always remember is we see Kids Zone Academy as a ministry of Grace Point Church. It's a weekday ministry, but it certainly is a very important ministry of Grace Point Church that we have here at Grace Point. If you have more questions about that, as Emily shared, you just want to know more about the ministry, please feel free to reach out to her and to any of these that have shared this morning, Chris, Jeff, and then any of our staff. If you'd like more information or want to know how you can serve, places you can serve, we welcome the opportunity to talk with you about those opportunities to minister here at Grace Point Church. As I shared next week, I'll come back and I'll be sharing, kind of tying things up and talking to you more about the church, and then I'll share with you the vision that I believe God has for 2021 for Grace Point Church. So I hope you make plans to be here in person, also online. Will you stand with me as we pray together and as we draw things to a close this morning? As we pray together and we're remembering about, you know, the church, a fresh start, that I will be committed to my church. The church is not an organization you join. It's a family where you belong, a home where you are loved, and a hospital where you find healing. This is the church. And so we pray today, God, that as we know this is your church, these are your people, you are the head of this church, of Grace Point Church. And so with that in full view, and we're praying that you press into us, God, how we can worship you by serving others, how we can minister to others here in this church and even beyond these walls. And so we're praying for great and mighty things to happen, God, through Grace Point Church this year, for your glory, to make much of you. So I'm thankful for the people here that are Grace Point Church. We know it's not a building. These people that are here this morning, and those online and in the other services, those that make up Grace Point Church. So just give us even more clarity, God, on your calling on our lives to fully commit to your church. And so we're grateful as always for your presence here among us. And so in response now, we sing to you in this spirit of worship. We worship you, and we confess, and we all agree that you are the head of this church. And so may everything we do continue to point to you. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.